welcome to our first coffee subscription for 2022. Happy New Year to you all, and thanks so much for all your support during 2021, yet another difficult and challenging year for us all. Hopefully, touch wood, 2022 will prove to be a little bit easier. I've got a really interesting coffee here to talk about for our first subscription. I'm going to pour myself a cup. The one thing to point out when you're tasting coffee and I'm talking about the flavours and the character of this coffee is you need to let it cool a little bit. When we taste coffee here at the roastery, we'll taste it over about a 10-minute period, and you'll tend to find that the sweetness becomes more and more apparent as this coffee tends towards room temperature. So I'll pour this cup and I'll let it cool while I tell you a little bit about the background, the backstory, if you like, about this particular coffee. Now, this coffee's from Mexico, a farm called Chanjul Estate. And we don't usually have many coffees from Mexico. We have a bit of decaf. Occasionally, we have a Mexican as our easy drinking coffee. But it's not the place I'd go to necessarily for something a bit more interesting, a bit more exciting. So it's quite thrilling when we get a coffee from an origin like Mexico that is a little bit different and a little bit interesting. It's not an origin I would associate with that kind of exciting, fruity, floral tones. Now, Chanjul Estate's been around for about 100 years, and it's owned by Teddy Estev. It's a big farm, 212 hectares in total, with 150 hectares dedicated to coffee. Now, contrast that with last month's subscription, the Aponte Honey Processed. The average farm size there was just 2 to 5 hectares. Interestingly, at Chanjul Estate, 42 hectares of the farm are dedicated to conservation and protecting the natural canopies and so forth. They're really, really into conservation and trying to do everything they can to protect the environment where they farm. It's also interesting for the varietals of coffee plant used in this one. There are two that I never come across before. One called Marsalesa and another called Starmaya. Two completely new varietals to me. And they've been chosen on the farm for their high yield and the way that they are less susceptible to leaf rust, which is a disease that can hammer a farm if it's affected by it. Teddy has a second farm called San Antonio, and in 2013, that was hit really bad with leaf rust, and it's taken 7 years to get that farm back on its feet. So picking varietals that are disease resistant is probably key to the ongoing success of a farm such as this. So this is a natural process coffee. Whenever I think about natural processing, there's a few things that spring to mind straight away. I'm going to expect a slightly mellower acidity than I would get in a fully washed coffee. I'm going to expect a lot more body, and I'm hoping I'm going to get some sweetness in there. And I would expect, depending on the origin, to get a lot more fruit in the cup. Now, back on the farm, they harvest the cherries over about 3 or 4 passes. They're looking for the ripest cherries only. They're the ones with all the sweetness that they're going to harness during that natural processing. And once they pick those cherries, they put them into large vats of water, and the floaters are the bad cherries, and they can be discarded before they actually put the rest of the cherries out on dried beds to dry. It takes about 8 to 10 days to dry before they're sent to the dry mill. At the dry mill, they kind of rip those cherries open to expose the beans inside. So what do we have here? Well, it's a really interesting coffee. It's not as fruit forward as you'd expect. It's definitely fruity there. And I think it's got kind of a black cherry tone to it. It's also got a really good, satisfying mouthfeel. There's a thickness to it. There's a coating to it. But also a softness as well. And there's a little bit of spiciness in there. And I think it's aniseedy in its tone. And possibly also a little bit savoury. There's just this savoury element to this coffee. So that black cherry is given that mild fruit. the aniseeds bringing a little bit of spice there, but I also find it quite a sweet coffee. Probably on the brown sugar range for me. It's really rounded. It's not quite as maybe wild and out there as some of the natural processed coffees I've tried, but it's got a real interesting character. And at this temperature, it's very drinkable, very likable, kind of coffee that I'd like to go back to time and again. I'd love to know what you think about this coffee. How you brew a coffee, the water you use to brew it, will change its character, and some of those flavour notes might be slightly different for you, so please feel free to let us know what you think about it. We've put this video content out as a video, as an audio file, and as some transcribed notes as well, so you can pick whether you want to watch it, listen to it, or read the information. It's entirely up to you. Once again, thank you for all your support. We've got some great coffees lined up for 2022. And I'm just going to end by wishing you a very happy and prosperous 2022. Thanks for watching.